Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Masterpiece Life Conference Call Network. Tonight, it's so good to have our dear friend Franco Di Nicola back. Franco, honey, welcome. We're going to be doing a preview call tonight on accessing your higher self. Franco is hosting a retreat, a long-awaited retreat, this summer, June 9th, 10th, and 11th. It's about an hour and a half away from Toronto. And tonight's our preview call, but it's also, it was kind of our way to grab him because it's been so difficult getting a hold. So with that, Franco, honey, welcome. It's such a pleasure to have you here tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on tonight and to connect with the family and to also connect with you. So, yeah, it's been, like you were saying earlier, it's been a little while, and I've been looking forward to get back on track with things, and I look forward to having some more fun as we go along together.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And so I think what we'll do is, you know, we had a little touch base call earlier just to kind of see what was best for everyone. And how tonight's call is going to run is we're going to do, just shortly, we're going to do a mini quiet of the mind. Meditation, just quick meditation at the very beginning, just to help us all kind of get settled from our day, to kind of just release, you know, miss a couple of things so that we can be on the call in a different way than just being on a call, but to be on the call and to receive the energies that are going to be assisting. You know, there's always lots of energy downloads coming in, and definitely there's a couple for May. And, you know, there's going to be actually a large one coming in also the weekend of the June retreat. So it's always great to be able to be focused and centered. And when we do that, then when we have these conversations, as we all know, Franco's also transmitting a lot of energy, a lot of energies and downloads for you specifically. So that just helps it to be more available. All right. So what do you think, honey? You ready to do a little quieting of the mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to say a couple of words to
lead
into it.
Yeah, you go for it first.
And so what we're going to do now is we're going to give you a little process that you can use. It's going to be short. It's quieting of the mind. But the reason this is actually really powerful at this time is because a lot of people are going through a lot of intense challenges at times, and there's a lot of triggers that come up for us, and we go into panic mode. Not only is the ego mind panicking and it's, you know, spewing a lot of different things from past, present, you know, playing with all of these things, activating emotional charges of fear and so forth, that one of the key things I keep hearing from people is that when we're in those states, we can't not only see things clearly, but we can't even function. It almost paralyzes us. And we get wrapped up in the emotions, which, you know, in a way it serves, but in another way it actually stops us from moving forward. So at times people say, well, what do we do, you know, when there's a situation where, you know, we've just been triggered by a bunch of things going on and we need to move on with our day. We need to, you know, need to figure out what we're going to do, what our next step is going to be and so forth. And this is one of the reasons the retreat's coming along anyways, because to help you navigate through that. But one of the things is there a quick way where we can just quieten the mind and be able to set, to kind of reset, create a reset, and be able to be clear in listening to what's coming through us and so forth? Because to shift us from a reactive mode to a more intentive, connected mode. So this little process we're going to do, which is a quietening of the mind meditation, it's going to be charged with that intent, so that when you're having that, just to be able to take 10, 15 minutes, whatever time it takes, go into a quiet space, put it on, and just listen to it and allow it for yourself to calm down. Because when we are in panic mode, not only is our thinking hampered, but we're quite disconnected from our higher self. Even when our higher self, our true self, is speaking to us, it gets drowned by emotions and by the dialogue that comes up. And a lot of times the dialogue is so intense because of past experiences and so forth. So it will create, you know, like a roller coaster ride in a sense. So this will be a great little tool to use. I mean, we'll have some even greater tools along the way when we do the retreat, but at this point in time, we're going to give you something to take away and utilize from now till whenever, because this is always going to be activated, so it's going to be a useful tool. So that's what we're going to do right now. What I suggest people is just to kind of put yourself in a quiet space for the moment. It won't be a long one, but Antonia, you're going to make it available for people
Absolutely.
To access it separately so that
mm-hmm.
they can spend the time to just listen to that part, especially when there are things going on. Now, some people, and I would recommend for many people too, is to start your day in that state because, in essence, a lot of times what happens, and I just want to share this part, is that during the evening, because of our dream state, now our dream state's being utilized pretty intensely at this time for many people, and the dream state is really, really intense and colorful, and it actually has a lot of details in many cases, and sometimes we just have some pretty strong stuff, but we don't remember what we saw, but we feel emotionally activated, sometimes we feel kind of out of balance and things like that, because during the night we've been kind of working, processing, and also being activated by various dream states. So this, what we're going to do now, is also useful in the morning to spend a bit of time just to go and listen to it and kind of set you for the day. So in essence, it kind of neutralizes whatever has been activated throughout the evening over the sleep time and through the dream state. The other thing is you can also use it for during the middle of the day if, you know, things are getting charged or anything of that nature. You can always use it for that. See, the key here right now is that there's so much going on so rapidly. Emotions are much more sensitive, so they get triggered very easily. They tend to reach new levels. There's a lot of interesting things that are playing out right now. So some of the tools that are being provided at the retreat, but also what we're going to do now, is beneficial for you to play with. So anyways, that's
mm-hmm.
my two cents on this, and we'll go ahead and do our little meditation.
Yeah, and there's also, I was having some conversation recently how there's a lot of people that, you know, their souls are not in their body. And there seems mm-hmm. to be a lot of that happening where, you know, there seems to be a lot of wandering, vacant. So this will also help align and bring the soul back into the body. Correct, Franco?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, the reason the soul steps out a lot of times is because what happens is the soul is in for experiences. Now, it wants to progress. It wants to also assist in upgrading, you know, the whole human experience. However, if we continuously get triggers and charges and emotional exposures, you know, or explosions, if you want to call it that sometimes, and it's repetitive in a sense where it's the same pattern playing out over and over and over again, a lot of those times the souls just step out, and it doesn't want to be engaged because it doesn't want to record the experience over and over again. Now, when you do the quieting mind part, because you're kind of bringing everything down to a more quiet space, then the soul have a tendency to drop back in and assist in any way possible to navigate. And so this is why a lot of people, you know, recommend, and I've recommended it too, you know, meditation is a good opportunity for allowing us to kind of quiet enough and be able to connect, and the soul will step back in. In essence, if you're just an emotional, explosion all the time, then it tends to not be there hardly at all, and sometimes it leaves for quite a while. And then there's that whole heaviness of feeling disconnected. And I know some people have also experienced the fact of feeling abandoned. Right? Even, you know, sometimes we're looking at it and say, okay, well, you know, what happened in our childhood where we felt abandoned or other times in our life? But as much as that's there, but a lot of times what happens, we feel the abandonment of the soul itself. And it's not really abandoning you. It's just stepping out and say, okay, well, if you're going to take that tantrum and you're going to continue going through that path, yeah, go work it out. You know, just play that. And whenever you're open and receptive, I will facilitate you. Now, it doesn't mean it's not, you know, it's not still connected. It's just not embodying the physicality. It's not a direct, you know, we call it embodiment navigational part. It's like somebody coming in and is a really skilled driver, but if you keep pushing them away and say, no, I want to drive, and you may be a lousy driver, whatever it is, you know, I'm just giving you an analogy here. Well, the guy said, well, what do you want me to round for? You know, and I don't need to be around. So, yeah, take the car and go have fun by yourself. I'll wait on the sidelines or go do something else, and I'll meet you back later whenever you're ready, right? So this is kind of how it works with the soul. So that's a really, really good point that you brought up, Antonia, because and especially now, I mean, there's so much going on with what's taking place with ourselves. So there's a lot of reactions and so forth, and, of course, the souls kind of feel that needs to step out. Now, there's other things that go in tied into all of that, but this is not the call for that, so we won't talk about that part. But, yeah, thank you for bringing that up, because it kind of helps clarify things. Because, I mean, a lot of people, or most people, in one way or another, can feel when they feel empty sort of thing. And it's not that they're empty, because, I mean, they're still your own personal entity. There's also your, you know, your innate essence with consciousness in it, too. You're just missing that higher aspect self being in the forefront of that experience. And now the difference is the energies that the innate and also the what we call the collective entity is very close reflective to what the planet or what the collective of the planet represents. But the higher self does not. And the higher self depends on, you know, what state the soul is in. Really vibrates a higher vibration, but it has a higher level of consciousness, has much more accessibility, and does not limit itself in the human form or existence. And that's a huge difference, because in essence, when these things get intense in the human existence, having access or feeling that other part, or even feeling the energies that it carries from multi-dimensions, multi, you know, universes or galaxies, and also source essence, which is the essence of all that exists, that carries quite a bit of punch when it comes to the energy that it carries. It's pretty strong. And even though it may not reflect that fully along the way, because it does cause a bit of a challenge, especially when it comes to polarity, because of playing one role and the other, it throws you off quite a bit. But it will stream enough to be able to easily navigate through whatever is going through at the time. So when that's not totally embodying, I can't even say it, then you will feel that kind of lower, let's say the higher vibration missing, so you're more intense with the lower vibration, lower consciousness, right? And then, you know, and the thing is, too, for many, many, many people that are walking around, many of them walk around with no souls. You know, like, it's not that they're out totally, but they're out most of the time. So, in essence, when you run into people, you can kind of tell that they're just like walking robots. And sometimes they almost look zombie-like in a sense. They have automatic responses and everything else, you know, and the body's still functioning because there's two other sources in there. Of energies and consciousness, but the higher perspective is not there. And it's nice now to utilize the higher perspective, and more than ever, it's much more applicable in the sense when it comes to going through all the stuff that we're going through. Because, I mean, what we're doing right now, you know, is very powerful in many ways, but can also be very intense. And having the backup and also the support and being, you know, hooked up with that higher aspect of ourselves, it does aid in tremendously in the journey. So that's not, keep going, because I can go for quite a while there.
Yes, we know. And I know everybody's kind of rubbing their hands together because it's been a long time since we've done a little focusing the mind meditation. So what we're going to do, everybody, is I'm going to just quickly restart the system. This will be about a 5-10 minutes, just a little guided process to help quiet the mind, bring the soul back in. Once again, once the call is done, you can always access, download it, and use it. So what I recommend you do is sit in a comfortable place. Please do not be operating a vehicle. You'll want to sit or lie down. If you want, I mean, this will only be a short one. Just make yourself comfortable. And when we come back and start, Franco is going to guide us through. So one second, everybody.